Chapter 3. 2 years had passed, yet the rowan tree remained mostly the same, its twisted trunk only slightly darker with age, and its branches only a little more bowed. While the tree had not changed much, its inhabitant had. Unfolding her wings, Maleficent lifted herself up and out of the rowan tree. As her wings carried her higher into the sky, she soared on the wind, dipping and spinning with ease over the moors. Gone were the awkward days when she had no control. Now, Maleficent and her wings were one. Climbing higher and higher into the sky, she burst through the clouds and then hung suspended in the air. A look of pure joy washed over her face as she delighted in the moment. Then, with a laugh, she swooped back down. She flew along a rushing river, the water burbling happily over boulders of various sizes. As she saw the rocks, a glimmer came into Maleficent's eyes, and she began to gesture with her hands. Below, the boulders began to move and shift according to Maleficent's magical direction. When she was done, she paused to look over her handiwork. A beautiful waterfall. That task complete, she continued along, greeting the river rock creatures as she passed them. Morning! She flew over the wallabogs, who were jovially throwing mud at one another. As soon as they noticed her, one of them wound up, ready to include Maleficent in their game. No, no, don't do it, Maleficent warned. Don't you? The wallabog threw the mud, missing Maleficent and hitting a hedgehog fairy instead. Ha! You missed me, Maleficent laughed, waving goodbye and flying through the forest above a few skating water fairies. Lovely work, girls, she called. She looked behind her to see some pesky dew fairies following her. Hey! Find your own gusts of wind! Suddenly, Maleficent noticed knotgrass, flittle, and thistlewit waving at her from a rock.